Tehran failed to disclose this, but U.S. and other negotiators were more interested in what Iran would do in the future. But Netanyahu's damning message, "Iran lied," spelled out in giant letters, could produce the thin reed for a president in search of a premise for discarding the pact. In fact, Netanyahu's presentation had been quietly coordinated with the White House. "We had discussions with Israel about their rollout," Sarah Huckabee Sanders told Time the next day. Even so, some understood Netanyahu's prop-heavy presentation to be a lobbying effort directed at a visually oriented and undecided president. "He spoke in English rather than Hebrew because he has an audience of one," says David Makovsky, a scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Honoring the pact would burnish the president's credibility in talks with North Korea, where credibility may be crucial. Kim Jong-un has signaled he will denuclearize if the U.S. promises not to invade, but French President Emmanuel Macron says Trump is not afraid of risking a second showdown. His experience with North Korea is that when you are very tough, you make the other side move, and you can try to go to a good deal or a better deal, Macron said on April 25th after a White House visit. That's a strategy of increasing tension. Could be useful. Iran, for its part, says the pact is not open for renegotiation and that it will walk away from it if Trump does. "We need to expect a change in the country's situation," said Mohammed Bahar Nobakht, a spokesman for President Hassan Rouhani, on May 2nd. Iran's leaders are ambiguous about whether they would resume a weapons program in the event of the deal's collapse, raising fears about U.S. airstrikes and a regional arms race. Saudi Arabia has vowed to build nukes if Iran does, but Iranian political analysts say undoing the nuclear deal will almost certainly be a boon to the hardline conservatives who opposed it all along. Rouhani, a moderate, has no choice but to brace for impact. "We are ready for a change in the situation," Nobakht said. "And the necessary policies and funds for the days different from today have been prepared." Anyone holding out hope for a more favorable perception of Iran in the U.S. should prepare to be disappointed. The only thing simple about Iran is how Americans feel about it.